to share art, to share culture, to share experiences, affects, ideas, discussions, and knowledge. The need we feel to be together runs deep. Argentine artist Amalia Pica reminds us of this. In her piece, Procession of Eight, Pica sets out a row of white placards on which political slogans have been replaced by small colored flags, such as those that adorn children's parties. After all, the objects we use at parties and those we use at protests are very much alike. In fact, the important thing is that when we come together, either to protest or to celebrate, collectivity becomes action, and from that mutual support and understanding radiates an unstoppable political potential. To visit Macba is to discover new realities, not to rediscover that which is already known. It is to come to be surprised, to investigate, and to explore new paths. Did you know that in the mid-70s, a series of enigmatic and combative graffiti pieces began to appear on the streets of Manhattan, signed with the pseudonym SAMO, which stood for Same Old Shit? Those responsible for their creation were a very young African-American artist named Jean-Michel Basquiat and his good friend Al Diaz. But in addition to graffiti, Basquiat also painted postcards, t-shirts, subway cars, window frames, and canvases. The three works by Basquiat that you will find at Macba maintain the rage of those initial graffiti pieces, but now captured in the representation of the heroes of African American culture, with nods to jazz, comic books, boxing, voodoo, and self-representation. These are radical images created in response to what was going on in the 80s, a decade marked by anti-racist struggles and identity politics. In the Macba collection, you'll also discover the Tree Woman, she who buried herself up to her thighs in the ground of the mountain massif of San Llorenç de Mun. To fuse with nature and at the same time denounce the immobility to which women were being subjected. Her name is Fina Miralles, and her transmutation into a tree was a photo action carried out in November 1973. Like Miralles, many other female artists worked during the 1970s to dismantle the stereotypes and oppression that capitalist and patriarchal society, possessed by consumption and advertising, imposed on women and their bodies. Macba brings together an important and continuously expanding collection of work. Pieces of individual and collective authorship from the Catalan, Spanish, and international fields, which cover a period that goes from the 1950s to the present day. Pieces that create non-hegemonic narratives, which question the norms and recover those voices that official historiography often leaves aside. At Macba, multiple disciplines and artistic practices coexist and interact. Here you will find everything from performance art to photography, passing through dance, installation, and poetry.